Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Akutiyar, this is Lipa Geldworth. Once again, having the honor and the pleasure of participating in a Kahal Hadass Yishuv here. And it just became a 30 time to begin. The Vilna Gaon, in quite a few places, as well as, of course, Kadmonim as Rabbeinu Tzadik Gaon, point out the extraordinary importance of the Hamlocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, as some Hasidim used to call Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, Koronatzionach. This is the night of the coronation. There's something unique in which we play a role. Ein melech b'li om. In order to be a melech, one has to have a nation. One has to have people. To be a moshe, a dictator, to impose yourself, actually rule, to be a ruler, but by imposition, that is a Moshe. To be a Melech, that means you have received validation from the people that you lead. And that's a very, L'Hashem Hamlucha U'Moshel Bagoyim, says the Vilna Gaon. L'Hashem Hamlucha, he has the Melucha by us, but by Goyim it's still U'Moshel Bagoyim. He's Moshe El Bagoyim, because they do not want him. That'll be the day after, actually the day after. That means where he's still only Moshe El Bagoyim, on that day he'll be a Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz. There'll be no division on accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech of the world. Someone asked me, Derech Agav, a startling question. Startling question. Adonai Olam Hashem Molach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivro. Hashem was melech before anything was created. A melech b'li am. How could he be a melech over nothing? There was absolute nothingness. B'terem kol yitzir nivro. Subsequently, I found this kasha in the brought in the name of the Leshem, the great Mekubal. One of the great, great Mekubalim, certainly of our times, who the Chafetz Chaim went to. He was the maternal grandfather of Rav Eliashiv Zech Tzadik Levoch. And the Leshem asked this question. Of course, I can't understand his answer. But let me suggest teretz to you. The reason why Ein Melech B'li Am, meaning that if he doesn't have the Am, that means all that are here are not accepting of him. There's rejection. There's the lack of Kabbalah's oil from he who could, or it who could, which could be Mekabel oil. However, if there is nothing in the Bria, nothing, so Hashem's Ratzon reigns supreme with no opposition, Not to mention no non-acceptance and certainly no opposition. So, Adoy Noilom, Hashem Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. And of course you were Melech, because there was no other Ratzon besides your Ratzon. The purpose of Ein Melech B'li Am is that the king's Ratzon should be manifest. But here it was manifest by definition. So therefore, Melech is still the operative term. Why am I stressing this point? Because above all else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be accepted. Not just dominant, but accepted. Chassidim tell over from the Kotzka that Chassid once asked him, Rebbe, wie gefindt sich der Reibishter? Where is God to be found? And the Kotzka, in his brilliant brevity, said, Wo melost dem Arayim? Wherever we let him in, that's where he is. What does that mean? Of course, Hashem is Meloi Chalaris Kvoidai. We mean to say, where is he welcome? Rosh Hashanah is the time, yes, every single day, we're Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim, we're Mekabel the Oil. But are we Mekabel the Melech? Erev Shabbos, there should be some Indian in our lives. Kabbalah Shabbos, like the Gemara brings in Bava Kamo, is a Kabbalah of the Melech. Aber Rosh Hashanah is the Kabbalah of the entire Bria. And that's why there's V'chein Tein Pachtecha. Al Kol Ma'asecha. Everything to tremble in his wake. I once wanted to say a pshat in my youth. And I still like the pshat, so may I share it with my friends. What was the avla? Pasuk says, "Stoyim tosim alecha melech." Ayin Ramban. It's a mitzvah. Where did the Yidden go wrong by telling Shmuel it's time for us to have a melech? And Shmuel was upset. And we all remember the psukim. He had a very jaundiced look at this. I once wanted to suggest that the Gemara says in Menachos that the difference between levoina and shemen by a carbon mincha is that one has a shear and the other that is a kol shehu. One has a minimum and the other one does not. Because when you use the lashon nesina, then it's a lashon of chashivus. It has to be a nesina chashuva. Just like certainly mudim by ulekachtem lochem has to be a lekicha that's visible to all. Nesina by a get has to be a nesina chashuva. The lekicha there has to be minker lekicha, and he has to be a lekicha shuva. Afrasha. Because the Torah used that verb has to be chashuva, full. Tima, by definition, place, is minimal. Culture. That's the difference between shemen and levina in the shiurim. I was thinking, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? Tayim tasim alecha, melech. Lashon sima. You can have a melech if he's a kol shehu, because we have to recognize that there's a melech malchei hamlochim. And what did the Yidden actually ask of Shmuel? Their request was lashon with nesina, tit lanu melech, give us a king, nesina. Nesina is not a kol shehu; it's a full shear. Wherein, this is not semantics. This is essential. What kind of king did we want? And what kind of government did we want? We wanted absolute. Nesina. And what were we allowed? Sima. Touch of a melech. Because you already have a melech. The melech Malchim Lochim. And he subjugates himself to that melech.
Malchei HaMelachim, then he is the fine Jewish king, like the Rambam explains. However, when they demand a full Chol HaGoyim, then they're saying there's nothing that's above him. He is the supreme, ultimate authority that's connected our whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not borders on, but echoes Kfira. Unfortunately, in different forms and in different manifestations, there are Yidden throughout the generations who actually, some with false messianism and others with false political messianism, have failed in the being mamlech mlachta as koincha, being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch. And this melech, as the Talmud Dvar explains, is completely different than any other melech. This melech, he writes in Perek Aleph, this melech is an absolute mikel kamoicha. Moral hayoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech nelav. Oyvel Elboin, Mashalo Yachluhu Rayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate. Please let's remember what the Talmud Dvar wants to accomplish, wants to identify the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, define it, and then tell us how to emulate it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the great Savlon, the great Nelav. Unbelievable. Nelav means the one who is downtrodden and insulted. If we would think for a moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has given, imagine, someone gives you the time of the tries to illustrate to us. When someone sins, it's akin to someone handing you, a melech, handing you your feet, your food, your nourishment, and you throw the plate in his face. When we use the koiches in the body that he gave us to perform acts and behavior that runs against grain of the Torah, against the word of the Torah, then we are taking that which he gave us and throwing it back at him in the most insulting fashion. That's how the Talmud Zohar explains it. Rosh Hashanah, we are to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you're the ultimate melech. And we're mekabel on ourselves. We're mekabel on ourselves. Do that which you ask of us. We're mekabel the melech. So a person has to be mispoinen how to relate to the melech. This is what I'm doing with my mouth. This is what I'm doing with my arms, with my legs. He gave that to me. How am I treating him by how I treat that which he gave me? I'm reminded that there was a Rav in Italy who once resigned his position and said he quits the job. But yet, that Shabbos, he got up and said at Rosh Hashanah. And when he was asked, didn't you quit? He said, I'll tell you why. I quit being hired, but I don't quit doing my job. Because when you give someone, a gift, you have to be very, very careful. How do you treat the gift is how you treat the one who gave the gift. But let me give you an example. You walk into a store and you buy a silk scarf. You pay $200 for it. You walk out and then you take it and buff your shoes in front of the store. Can the manager say anything to you? He could look at you as Nebuch, Mishkan Amala Mensch, spend $200 to buff his shoes. But does he take it personal? No. It's even good. Let him buy another one now. But what if your aunt gave you the $200 scarf for your birthday? And then in front of her face, you buff your shoes with it. Ein elbein gadol mizeh. What an insult. Said the Rav, as long as you are paying me, you were purchasing my drushes. Purchasing my drushes? You could do what you want with them. But if I gave them to you as a gift, then you have to treat them with the respect that you want to treat me or need to treat me. And therefore, I quit, no salary, but the drushes continue. Take this mashal, how a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at us. I've given you the mouth with which you speak. I told a bacha once, who was not appropriately speaking to his father, I said, the mouth with which you speak back to him is the mouth that he gave you. Allah has kama v'kama with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone, every drop of our intelligence, the connections we make to draw words, is all from him. And this melech, Doivel, Melech Nelav, he takes it from us. More, says the Talmud Zvara. Could you imagine if you soiled yourself? And the Melech comes and rolls up his sleeves and cleans you off, washes you down. Would there be a greater bezayin for the Melech? And yet our Melech does that. That's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He takes our misbehaviors and cleans us up. We misbehaved with those organs and powers that he bequeathed us. And we throw it back at him and we use them against him. And he comes and cleans us down. I'm reminded of a story that I heard. Rav Shlomo Eisen, the Magid Shir and Daki Torah, told me he was learning in Philadelphia Yeshiva, and he walked by the Shir room, the dormitory room in which the great, inimitable Rav Mendel Kaplan, the Chassadik Levracha, would spend the week and go home to his family for Shabbos. Unfortunately, there was a person who would circulate a little bit in the neighborhood and come to the yeshiva sometimes, a person who had no personal hygiene and was impossible to stand in his Dalai Lama's. Enough be said. Suddenly, Shlomo Eisen is walking by the Mendel's room and sees this very repulsive individual lying on Rav Mendel's bed. And the fumes, can't use another word, that was emanating from the room was already enough for people to become overcome in the hallway. And to his absolute amazement and shock, he sees Rav Mendel washing the person on his bed, washing his feet, his old man Shulgin. And he couldn't stand in the hallway. Later, when he met the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, how could you do it? What koiches did you have to do this? And the Rebbe said, allow me to say it first in Yiddish. I believe that the Yiddish will be familiar to you. I'll translate afterwards. Ich will dir etwas fragen. Sag mir, unsere Averes schmecken besser am a besseren Reach und der Eibischte nimmt uns und wascht uns herum. Our Averes have a better aroma. Our Averes smell better. They have a stench. And yet Hashem washes us over and over. If he could do it to me, I could do it for him, that fellow. But the illustration is the Melech, Nelav, stepping upon himself to do this. When we're being Makabal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech on us. Let's be Makabal, what kind of Melech we're being Makabal. And how we abuse him. And yet he's still there for us. And he's ready to wash us once again. The Prima Godim brings B'Shem Rav Chaim HaKoyen Rappaport. Pella in the Tefillah of Shoifreis. Yato Shemei HaKoyen Shoifreis. Umazin Trua. Ve'ein Doi Melech. You Hashem, you hear the sound of the Shofar, and you listen to the sound of the Trua. Ve'ein Doi Melech, and there's no one like you. I understand in Tefillah that we say, Ve'ein Doi Melech for Tchiyas HaMeisim, but for hearing the Shofar, every child hears the Shofar. What's the Ein Doi Melech? As Rav Chaim HaKoyen brought in the Prima Godim. The Sefer, the Baal HaKedah, others tell us that the sound, Poshut of the Shofar, is the Tekiah. And the Tekiah represents the Tzaddik. The Trua is the broken-hearted sound. Someone returning. The Trua is the Baal Tshuva, the Koil Shofar. That's the Tekiah, the Tzaddik Poshut, unbroken sound. Let's go back to the earlier Pasuk. What's the earlier Pasuk? Before I do so, what do we say in the Pasuk? Excuse me, what do we say in the Chumash? Hazinu hashamayim va'adabero. V'sishma ha'oret imreifi. May the heavens hear, I shall speak. Let the earth hear, and I will speak. If you look at Yeshaya, which is the Haftarah of Hazinu, it doesn't say Hazinu Hashemayim, it says Shimu Shemayim. It doesn't say Vesishma Eretz, it says Hazini Eretz. Why are the verbs which? Says Rashi B'Shem HaMedrash, Rashi Yeshaya. The word Hazana means to hear from close, Oizn. The word Shmiya means to hear from a distance. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was closer to Shemayim, said, Hazinu HaShemayim. Yeshaya, who was closer to Oretz, said, Shemu Shemayim, Hazini Eretz. Hazini Eretz, I'm closer to Eretz. Moshe said, Hazinu HaShemayim, I'm closer to the Shemayim. Beautiful Rashi. If so, let's take a look again. You hear the sound of the shofar. Who's the shofar? The tzaddik. What's the verb used? You hear with a lashon shmiya. The trua, however, you don't hear with a lashon shmiya. You hear it with a lashon hazana. If a melech has an advisor, a counsel, who betrays him, he will never take him close again. But here, the Baal Tshuva gets the Lashon Hazana. The Baal Tshuva is going to be brought close before the average people, even though he betrayed the king. Yato Shoymeya, Koel Shoyfa, the tzaddik from a distance, Umazin Trua, for that characteristic, Ein Doi Melach. There's no one like you, no other king would do it. That's what the Prima Gadim brings in the name of Rav Chaim HaKohen Rappaport. Rabbeisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arms Rabbi Yochel for outreach to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for our tshuva. He looks for us first. Be mamlechim. And recognize that that which we've done wrong is not only a rebellion, but a belittlement. We're making him into a melech, but a melech nelav. With those kaiches that he gives us, we're doing the opposite sometimes of his ratzon. Let's chavi el Hashem chazak v'yamitz libecha v'chavi el Hashem chazik. Let's be mechazik ourselves. That on the Koronatian Nacht, to meet with Kabul, the Melech, to say that for us, anywhere in our world is only a Sima of a Melech and not an Sina. We have a full acceptance of this Melech, who is the Melech Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra. And if now I step in the way, I'm actually blocking the Melech. Yat Shemayat Chal Shayk for Mazen Tchua. The Eibishter wants to bring us close. All we have to do is be mekabel on ourselves. And there we are, standing in front of him. Standing in front of him, close to the Melech. I wish all of us, all of you, even the Chassim HaTayva, that the Chosim of the Melech would be one with great love and Rachmanus. And Mir Hashem for all of us, Tich L'Shana V'Kid L'Yseha, V'Tach El Shana V'Bich L'Yseha, we should be Zeicha, V'Tziva V'Chassim HaTayva in our families, in our individual families, extended families, in the entire Kehillah, the announcements that the Kehillah gives out should not be announcements of the bare sadness, but all psulas taivas of risen and simchas and bar mitzvahs, chasinus. Agutki ben shtia, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share with the Kehillah.